Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're going to do a topic called Techno Shock. We're going to talk about the many levels of change that this planet experiences during what is known as the Aquarian Shift. The original level of shift occurred in the 1800s, which is what we call the Industrial Revolution. We're only about 100 years away from that, so we're entering level 2 right now. And I'm calling this show Techno Shock because there was a report that came out in the news this morning about electric blankets, something that many women like to use to keep themselves warm. And we'll notice how many women are also afflicted by tumors and breast cancer and female problems, and they have connected the use of electric blankets with cancer now. So they're telling people not to use electric blankets. Did you know that? And this is, you know, all part of the level 2 shift that's involved with lifting the veil, with removing the cover-up that many of us are addicted and conditioned to believe from technology. Okay, now the Age of Aquarius is an experience that is going to go on now for 2,000 years. It started right around 1970, and I expect it to continue up to around the year 3970, when we'll go into the Age of Capricorn. And at that point, I hope that I'm not around, because Aquarius may be fun, but Capricorn is going to probably be murdered, considering these Capricorn transits. But still, the proof that astrology works is in the pudding of the Aquarian Age. Isn't it funny that the Fifth Dimension came out with that song way back when, the Age of Aquarius, and many of us in our naivety had no idea what they were talking about. But in truth, our solar system has left the influence of Pisces, which was the age we've just come out of, a 2,000-year age, which is the age of illusions, of delusions, of deception. It's also an age of spiritual transformation, of religion, of growth, and of course the Christ epic is what symbolized the age of Pisces, and also a Piscean veil, which has actually kept much of this planet stunned and confused and in a fog, and also addicted to drugs and alcohol, which are all Piscean in nature. So we literally are changing the vibration of this planet completely, because the Piscean vibration and the Aquarian vibrations are totally different. Well, the proof in the pudding that astrology works is the fact that what does Aquarius mean? Well, Aries is a warlike sign, and it means primitive. And Taurus is a money sign. And Gemini is a communication sign. And Cancer is emotions. And Leo would be family and creativity. And Virgo is emphasis on health and work. Now, which sign rules technology? Well, just so happens, perfect timing. Here we have the Industrial Revolution occur within 100 years of our entrance into the Age of Aquarius in 1970, and the sign that rules technology, Aquarius, is exactly the sign which our solar system is coming under influence with. Okay? So there's the proof in the pudding that we're entering this age for 2,000 years, and because we are entering the Age of Aquarius, of course, all those things that are Aquarian in nature will be the issues as far as what what's going to be happening to this solar system and to this planet for the next 2,000 years. Okay, let's take a look at what's happened already. And like I say, we have to analyze the sign of Aquarius deeply in order to understand the full-blown effect of what this age of Aquarius is going to be like. And first of all, if you know any Aquarians, then you know that they are unpredictable, and oftentimes they are erratic, and they're also very brainy, and they focus on friendship and getting along with people, humanitarianism. They're usually interested in science and invention and technology and things that are not boring, variety, and things that are exciting and new and interesting, perhaps like computers or like outer space, extraterrestrial, things like that. So if we consider what a typical Aquarius is like, we would get an idea of what the New Age is like. Now, Aquarian people are subject to sudden unexpected changes in their lives. For some reason, they seem to rebirth all the time through these, what I call these shock shift changes, like lightning bolts that occur in their lives. And this is actually a situation that we can analyze. Understanding a typical Aquarius being or typical Aquarian energy to understand this age that we have stepped into. Because coming into the Aquarian sector of space, our whole solar system, the sun, the moon, and all the planets, including the Earth, moving into this Aquarian sector of vibration has been so obvious and so powerful and so relevant that it's actually affected the way we think. Now, here's the proof. The proof is that one wonders where technology has been all these years. Think about it. The people just don't think the way they do now, the way they used to. I mean, little things that we take for granted because we are so spoiled, little things like electricity, radio, television, cars, boats, planes, telephone, computers, anything that is technical that we take for granted. I mean, we're only talking in 1889, this world technologically was still extremely primitive. We didn't have any television or radio barely yet even, okay? And here we are 100 years later, and look how far we have gone. Isn't that proof in the pudding that the minds of men and women have changed and been altered drastically due to this interesting Aquarian shift? Okay, so we move out of the veil of Pisces and out of the Piscean limitations, because basically, what is Pisces? Well, typical Pisces oftentimes live in a cloud. They live in dreams. They're always trying to think about what they want, but oftentimes they never get it. Whereas Aquarians are much more Spock-like and practical. They will do things. They're more mechanical. They're thinkers. They're doers. They don't like to be dreamers. They like to be realistic. They like to come up with some dirt. That's a fixed sign. The age of Pisces was a mutable age. The age of Aquarius is a fixed age. It's a do-something kind of age. Whereas Pisces is like a bunch of people wandering around searching for truth and a whole bunch of other people manipulating them with whatever they think the truth is. The age of Aquarius is bringing us clarity. It is lifting the veil of illusion and bringing us reality. Well, that's what happened. In the 1700s and 1800s, something happened to people's minds where finally they reached a level of consciousness where they were able to qualify, okay, and invent things. That's simple. Invent anything. Now, that's level one. Level one of the Aquarian shift of consciousness is a qualification that allows us to invent things. Anything. Period. You know, when we had our biggest advances in technology in this last 100 years, it was during the wars. In World War I and World War II, when all of our techno machines were running full power to come up and drum up with whatever machines and technology of death we could think of, from chemical warfare, bacteriological warfare, missiles, weapons, rockets, guns, cannons, planes, bombers, A-bombs, whatever, we have run rampant at level one consciousness, Aquarian consciousness, inventing, number one, whatever we can think of, without considering ramifications and karma, okay? And number two, also developing incredible technologies of murder and death and warfare. Much of the technology we are using today from level one Aquarian consciousness is technology that oftentimes we take for granted and we enjoy it because the ice cream we eat tastes good, because the burgers and fries and Cokes we drink are wonderful, but often we forget that through this inventiveness and through this mass production of technology, much of the things we use and consume are dangerous. No one really knows what the long-term effect of eating microwave-cooked food or what living in a microwave household will do to the human body. No one knows. The fact that we've come up today with the fact that electric blankets are dangerous, all right? And those of you that use electric blankets, I recommend you get a comforter or call up KFWB and ask them about this report they published today, okay, that they're announcing all day in the news, that these blankets are dangerous. So what I'm saying is we involve ourselves in an electric environment filled with electrical instruments, filled with computers, television sets which promote project radiation, eating foods that are loaded with sugar and caffeine and preservatives and cholesterol. You know, we are living in a techno-oriented society that at level one Aquarian consciousness does not consider iota level number one. I don't care whatever consumer, whatever food and drug or whatever kind of consumer organization we have, you know, that's supposed to protect us. I'm sorry that no one knows what the long-term effects of technology are on a human body. What we do know is that the heart disease rate has skyrocketed since we moved into this industrial revolution. Cancer has skyrocketed. And death by smoking, which is a mass-produced technological item, is also skyrocketed. And so we are dealing with symptoms and results from this techno-level one society, which is very dangerous. Now, this is 1990. We are 100 years away from the birth of level one techno-consciousness. But look what's happening. We're starting to discover some truth, some reality. Things, realizing that things like saccharin and salt and sugar and NutraSweet and caffeine are poisonous to the human system. In another 100 years, by the time we reach level three, Techno Aquarius, which to me is a consciousness where there will actually be a law on earth that will prevent the invention of any technology that for any reason whatsoever is poisonous or toxic to a human being. And instead of mass-producing microwaves and mass-producing electroblankets and mass-producing nuclear reactors and nuclear stockpiles and nuclear weapons, first, all technology must be approved by a referendum of the population of this planet. That's what we got 100 years down the line. Because they're going to look back at us living in our barbaric, poisonous state at level one, now approaching level two Aquarian consciousness, right? And they're going to laugh at how we kill ourselves, at how everybody has guns, everyone has ammo, everyone has gas ovens in their home, like that's not toxic. Everyone drives cars that pollute and kill us in the atmosphere and destroy the ozone. Everyone uses spray cans that, with the hydrocarbons, destroy the ozone. So we live in a technology situation. We're like a bunch of kids playing with nitroglycerin. And this is what I call level one Aquarian consciousness. Now, we are entering a period right now of what I call techno shock. That's what this topic is. And unfortunately, we are going to see the planet Earth changed radically in the next 10 years. Why is that? Well, because it takes 100 years for us to move from level 1 Aquarius to level 2 Aquarius, and another 100 years to move into it. By the time we get 1,000 years down the line, then we should have all the problems solved. Isn't it sad that 2,000 years down the line, when we have total Aquarian consciousness on this planet, we're going to enter the age of Capricorn, which will probably require, once again, another adjustment and another setback because of a material focus that will arise at that point. But this is Aquarius. You know, we have an opportunity to make the next 2,000 years on this planet comfortable and happy and more humanitarian, more supportive. And the problem is with this techno shock, moving from level one to level two, is guess what? All the industries and all the corporations and all the technology on this planet is based on poisonous, toxic results to humanity. What do you think is going to happen to all the electric blanket companies? You know, what do you think is going to happen to all these companies that produce caffeine and sugar when finally the reality strikes us in level two consciousness, Aquarian consciousness, that this stuff is toxic and bad for people? Step by step, inch by inch, this stuff is all going to be outlawed. Companies will automatically fall and bankrupt themselves. The economy, along with the stock market, will crash. And I'm not being negative about this, because I look forward to the day when all the poison and toxin is removed so we can protect the children and all the babies on this planet. Wouldn't you like to be able to go someplace and get a chocolate chip cookie that's natural, that's filled with whole grains, that's filled with carob instead of chocolate, that doesn't have sugar in it, that's made with fructose or whatever, and that is actually healthy for you? Wouldn't you like to go someplace where you can get food that is not loaded with preservatives and pesticides and all this stuff that all of our corporations that have made billions of dollars in the last 100 years are flourishing with? And that's what's going on. And people say, oh, Farley, don't pray for that. You don't want that. Would you rather live in a cover-up situation with technology that is slowly killing us all? I mean, I'm telling you something. I have nothing to do with this. I'm just Farley Mallaris. We're talking about a power that is beyond me. We are talking about an element, an instrument of energy, a karma balance that is occurring on this planet with focus in the next 2 years. Because 1989, go back to 1889 and look up and see how many inventions occurred from 1889 to 1899, and you'll freak. You will freak out when you see the Wild West go from horses and go from guns to telephones and cars in 10 years. It totally shifted. Amazing. And here we are 100 years later. Level 2. Welcome to Level 2. It's no wonder the market has crashed 2 or 3 times already. I expect that all these companies that are focused on what I call the death consciousness technology, including the entire defense industry on this planet, anything that is technological, that is poison or toxic to people, is what will be lifted and changed. And the Aquarian energy is such that if peaceful transformation does not occur, then violent alternative is what's next. Okay? And I'm not predicting a war or anything. I'm just saying that if you take a company like General Electric or whatever that owns, let's say we take a big company like TRW that's massively involved in the defense industry in this nation, you could see a karma occur to big industries like that where overnight they go bankrupt. And they affect millions of people when they do it. I'm expecting some radical changes on this planet, folks. And we have Saturn, the Lord of Karma, Neptune, the Lord of Pisces, and Uranus, the Lord of Aquarius, all conjunct in Capricorn right now. What does that tell you? You got the Neptunian Lord, the Piscean Lord Neptune, which is the age we just came out of, the Aquarian Lord Aquarius, which is the age we're going into, and the Lord of Capricorn, Saturn. They're all in a row. Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. The Lord of Capricorn, Saturn, is in conjunction, lined up with all three of those planets. We're being bombarded with that energy from the sign of Capricorn, which is the energy of karma. That is the sign of karma, which means that it is happening now. Things are going on now. I don't know if you've noticed on this planet, but if we don't start bartering and sharing and embracing our brothers and sisters, and this starts at the family and friendship level, let me tell you, there is so much hoarding and there is so much many problems right now with people not sharing or giving to others that are in need. It blows my mind that I know people whose parents will not lift a finger to help them, where they have to ask other people for assistance. It's like their parents don't even know them. But this stuff must start at the family level, at the level that is closest to home. Now, what happens? You see, we're moving into level 2 Aquarius consciousness now, so all these cover-ups are going to be lifted. 12 months. I'd say 12 months to 18 months max, we're going to get maybe 1,000 revelations about the technology that we are currently using and what is wrong with it. Revelations are going to come out about microwaves and about NutraSweet and about the HIV virus and the vaccines that are used for hepatitis, how they may have got involved with starting the AIDS strain, and all these cover-ups are going to be lifted about what's going on with the United States government and the drug cartels and the Reagan era, what happened with Iran and Ayatollah and Ron Reagan, and you know, all this truth and clarity is going to surface. You know, what went on with Kennedy back then, some of the truth and reality about that administration and the Johnson administration and the Nixon administration, what is really going on in America, where the money is really going, we pay for our taxes. The incredibly crazy revelations are going to come up from this transit. First of all, of us moving into level 2 Aquarius consciousness, of Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune being conjunct in Capricorn, headed for Aquarius in the next 5 or 6 years, right, all of them. And at the same time, this world is going to be changing radically. Now, I know a lot of you like to sit back and say, Farley, I don't want to hear this. I want to buy a home. I want to spend $500,000 on it. I want to pay a big mortgage. I want to have a baby. I want to move to Palm Springs or San Diego. Hey, God bless you. God bless you. If you get all that stuff, God bless you. But remember, in 1989, when you heard the Astrology Hour, that as an astrologer, I feel it is my duty to let you know what is going on. And that means that we are moving into level two Aquarian consciousness. Level one was invent anything you want. Love, death, sickness, poison, toxic, whatever. Level two, the veil is lifted, and the focus of the priority of technology must now be for the good of humanity. And if it is not for the good of humanity in the next decade, then it will be erased. And it's not going to be my doing. It's going to be the universe's doing. By the year 2000, as we move closer to 2089, okay, level three consciousness, it shall be done. All those things that are for negative purposes to humanity will be gone. Unless humanity is gone. Unless we blow ourselves up like the Atlanteans did, which I don't think we will, I pray we won't, then by 2089 it shall be done. Level 4, level 5, and level 6 Aquarian levels as we go beyond is technology beyond the wildest dreams. We're talking about transwarp space travel. We're talking about movement, being able to be beamed from one part of the galaxy to another if you want. We're talking about understanding and feeling and sharing the oneness you have with all people and all beings. It's almost like a heaven on earth. Because the intellectual level and the wisdom and the spiritual level is so high among all people that are born and live on this planet from us moving deeper and deeper into the first decadent of Aquarius that the energy is very, very intense. I'll tell you what, if you understand that Aquarius has 30 blips in it or 30 degrees, in 1889 we were around zero degrees Aquarius. In 1970 we were firmly planted by around one or two already. And so we're hovering at 2 Aquarius. I don't have my Sabian symbols handy to find out what that means. But still, you know, as we move deeper into Aquarius, it's going to take us 2,000 years to move 30 degrees, okay? So that means every 60 years we move a degree, if I'm right. Every 65 years we move approximately 1 degree in Aquarius. So we're in the second degree right now, are headed there. So it's getting pretty intense. You know, the deeper you, you know, by the time the whole solar system, the sun system gets to 15 Aquarius, then I'm hoping, I'm sure at that point there'll be total peace and harmony and unification of this planet, or the planet will be just a fireball and that'll be it. But see, the point is that just because we have the gift of knowledge and power, just because we as human beings have finally been granted the clarity of accessing our higher selves and accessing knowledge and power that exists to help better this planet, I want it to be known and understood that some of the energy that exists is not all good. There's a force of good and the force of evil on this planet and in this universe. Okay, there's both energies. And you can access technology from either realm. Nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles, it's funny that this movie with Paul Newman's out, Fat Boy and Little Boy or whatever, nuclear weapons and nuclear missiles do not come from a realm of goodness and love. They come from a realm of evil and negative energy. This is the type of thing we must overcome and dissolve in order to move into level 2 and level 3 Aquarian consciousness. And it will be resolved one way or the other. You know, if Gorbachev or if Bush that understand this philosophy, then they would disarm immediately, knowing the danger that they are putting their nations and themselves and their families and their planet in trouble. If they could overlook the profits for a moment that all these nuclear bureaucrats are making, then they would cease production of nuclear weapons and outlaw them worldwide and police that law to the hilt, meaning that if in any nation was developing a nuclear weapon, they would be subject to total invasion by all other nations on this planet, to let them blow themselves up. This is not something that I have control over. There's a lot of things we're looking at here. Automobiles are not healthy. Cars. You know, they run on this blood of the earth, this oil, right? And they pollute the atmosphere, destroy the ozone, kill 80 to 90 people every single day in America through drunken driving and drug-related incidents. You know, there has to be a better way to transport people. Instead of this barbaric way that we use to kill people by polluting the atmosphere, polluting the environment, destroying the ecosystem, and also killing people every day in traffic accidents. This is not Aquarian sound. So the techno shock will change this. It'll change it radically. And I won't have anything to do with it. What if we find out that telephones are dangerous? Imagine holding a phone to your ear right to your ear and in front of your mouth, having this electrical field right around your head. And how many people are on the phones every day? There's operators out there with headsets on and mouthpieces on every single day. That's their job. And they get sick and they wonder why. No one knows what the long-term cause of this stuff is because we haven't had it long enough. I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm just trying to let you know that changes are upon us. And techno-shock is what it's all about. And eventually, the true Aquarian ethic, which is emphasis on humanitarian needs, humanitarian priorities, brotherhood of man and women, clarification of spirit, communion with the higher self, and oneness of God philosophy, oneness of all philosophies. This is the truest form of the Aquarian ethic. This is what must replace the barbaric type of experiences we are living now. So read your papers, watch your television sets, follow the headlines, follow the earthquakes and the weather changes, because all that stuff is coming from us destroying this planet. The planet right now is rebelling. This planet is alive. It is a being as much as you and I are. And this planet is going to rebel. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to see Earth changes. A meteor is not going to come. We're not going to change our axis by any means. But this planet, as far as weather and ecosystems is concerned, is headed for a violent period if something is not done soon. And I kind of tend to think that all those big fat bureaucrats with those billions and trillions of dollars are not about to stop unless something happens to force them to. So be aware of the changes that are upon us, and be aware that every single one of us born in this generation and beyond, we are Aquarians. This is the generation of Aquarians that have come to this planet. Everyone alive after 1889 is an Aquarian. So every one of us is qualified and has the ability to institute and influence change in this planet for the better. So if you're wondering what your mission in life is, it might have something to do with techno-shock level 2, Aquarian consciousness. I'm telling you, this is stuff. You don't listen to the Astrology Hour here for bull. And what I try to tell you is open-minded thinking, food for thought, and we can continue our search for further truth as we continue. This is the 2-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I'm Farley Malaris. What am I doing about techno shock? Well, I'm trying not to take the civilization as we know it too personal. And I'm not, at the same time, I'm not trying to take anything for granted. In other words, what food I can get, what clothing I have, what money I have, I thank God for. And I'm trying not to take anything so personal, like things that we all love, movies and sports and football and baseball and basketball and all these institutions that are established here. I'm not trying to take them too personal because I think there's going to be so many radical changes in the next decade that whatever you hang on to or whatever you hold dear, you could be hurt in case it's taken from you. Like baseball. It's a symbol of techno shock when the earthquake occurred right in the middle of the World Series. You know, it was a long shot to get both Bay Area teams in the World Series. I mean, even though they were both favored, to have the earthquake right in the middle of the World Series, right at the beginning of the World Series game, it's almost spooky, isn't it?